It's officially DC festival season, and we're super excited about this one coming up on May 18th. Africa on the Avenue is a celebration of the vibrant African immigrant community along Georgia Avenue Northwest. There's going to be interactive art installations, fashion shows, music, food, and local business stands. This one-day festival, organized by District Bridges' Lower Georgia Avenue Main Street program, truly has something for everyone. So I'll see you there on May 18th. Go to districtbridges.org to learn more. Here in D.C., Chinatown is more like a China block. And the longtime Chinese immigrant community has been advocating for a more robust Chinatown, one that meaningfully reflects their culture. Today on CityCast D.C., Amanda Michelle Gomez, who reports for WAMU, explains the future of D.C.'s Chinatown and why it is so important to the city. Today's Monday, April 22nd. I'm Bridget Todd, and here's what D.C. is talking about. So, Amanda, in your piece, you call D.C.'s Chinatown more of a China block. First of all, what do you mean by that China block? And why is it so important that we have an actual real Chinatown in D.C.?
I wrote China block in my story because that's what I was hearing from people in the community, from business owners, from residents. If you're in Chinatown, the only way you know that you're in it is because there's a friendship arch on 7th and H. And on that block on H Street, there are just a few Chinese restaurants or Asian restaurants or businesses. I mean, there are like five. And again, it's concentrated on a block. And when speaking to various people who are doing business there and who are living there, you know, people who are Asian American, they were, you know, desiring something real, something that was like, you know, Chinatown in its heyday in the 60s, where it wasn't just a block. It was, you know, blocks.
Yeah. I mean, so for folks who don't know, especially if you're living in D.C. and you've only experienced it as that one block, what exactly is Chinatown? Like, what are Chinatowns?
Yeah. So the Chinatown that we know today was actually like created like decades ago. In fact, it was like the Chinatowns were kind of created in moments of strife, right? Of like, frankly, exclusionary policies where people kind of organically came together and formed community. Chinese immigrants opened up businesses. They lived near these businesses. So they lived there in the community. And D.C.'s Chinatown was actually on Pennsylvania Avenue, but then they were displaced and pushed to actually around the convention center. But then again, were displaced and ended up in the Chinatown area that we know today along 7th and H in downtown D.C. And I was kind of alluding to this heyday in the 60s. I mean, there were several thousand Chinese residents who were living there. And by 2020, there are only several hundred.
What was D.C.'s Chinatown like in its heyday? Like, what did it look like? What did it feel like to be in Chinatown in its heyday in D.C.?
Yeah, so I spoke to a business owner in Chinatown and I asked him to give me a tour because he was actually raised in Chinatown. His name is Eddie Moy. And, you know, he was describing that there was like actually a Asian grocery store. In fact, his family operated it. He actually lived in what is now one of the few remaining Chinese restaurants in Chinatown. He lived in that restaurant, Chinatown Express.
Oh, I love that place.
Yeah, he lived there. It was kind of wild. He was like describing how he lived on the like top floor, or he like slept there. That was his bedroom. And a lot of those, you know, row houses around the area that are now businesses or vacant, people were living there. It was a place where there was just not a lot of like large chains, right? Like now we're seeing like Walgreens with like Chinese characters at the bottom of it. Like it wasn't those large companies. It was a lot of small businesses often operated by Chinese immigrants.
So what changed? Why did it shrink so much to be this block that we know of it being today?
So In speaking with various historians, you know, I learned that two things were happening, you know, like the city was developing, was getting more expensive. And so like as development was happening, including the MCI Center, which is today Capital One Arena, like the city took that back through eminent domain, and like that displaced some Chinese residents because either, you know, the area became so expensive. Some people also like chose to leave, right? Like I kind of talked about how, you know, Chinatowns formed in moments of discrimination and just like people were kind of gathering to support one another. Well, like as people kind of became more comfortable in the States and like upward mobility was happening, you know, people chose to leave because they desired more space. I mean, that was the case with Eddie Moy. Him and his family still own several properties along 8th Street, but his family, they left for Maryland because they just wanted more space. He wanted to settle down with his family. And, you know, he wanted that single family, that house that like is just not in the middle of downtown DC.
Everybody knows that getting that perfect Mother's Day gift is basically impossible. But we promise Mom will love this one. The Capitol Hill Restoration Society House and Garden Tour is back this Mother's Day weekend on May 11th and May 12th. Tour 9 elaborate homes and gardens and 3 historic buildings on Capitol Hill that you can't normally enter. And if you can't make it, check out the Capitol Hill Restoration Society's other events like walking tours and monthly preservation cafes. You can buy tickets for the Mother's Day House and Garden Tour on Eventbrite, and be sure to follow CHRS on Facebook and Instagram at Capitol Hill Restoration DC.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So I don't think I need to tell anybody listening that this arena deal was huge for that downtown area. But I'm curious, do you see this news helping or hurting when it comes to creating like a real Chinatown, one that feels, you know, meaningful and isn't just Chinese characters slapped on a Walgreens?
Yeah. So I think like a lot of the Asian American business owners that I was speaking to before this news came out, like, they're really happy like that the Wizards and Caps are staying. Like they don't want like this big economic engine to leave the city. They didn't want it to leave for Virginia. But I guess like what I'll say is like as the city was looking to make downtown better, they were hoping that investment in a real Chinatown would happen. And so the city, you know, they still have their like Chinatown task force. Like I, you know, talked to the deputy mayor for economic development's team about this. And they were like, oh yeah, that task force is still going. We're still trying to revitalize the surrounding area because the area needs activation. I guess like the question I'm wondering is like in that news that, you know, Monumental was asking to expand, right? Like they're going to take over that like gallery place building, right? Like where the theater is, like they're taking over that lease, it seems. And so like, I wonder how much of the area is going to be built for sports other than for people who live there, right? Which I think like, again, business owners that I spoke to, residents that I spoke to are happy about the deal. They just kind of want the city to balance more things.
Well, speaking of the folks that you've spoken to about this, I know that Ted Leontis tweeted at you, and people might be shocked to believe this, but he thought that an arena deal could be something where everybody wins, right? Like business owners, folks who live there, local restaurants. Like he has this vision where, oh, everybody will win. There's no downside. Do you think that they will actually be able to work together to improve the neighborhood?
I think there will be challenges. Ted Leontis wants there to be no streetery on 6th Street, right? And one of the restaurants that I was talking to that wants to invest more in a real Chinatown is the Kaya, which has a streetery on 6th Street, right? And he was like, their team was like, if we don't get to have an outdoor streetery, like that's going to impact our sales. That restaurant is like one that wants more investment in Asian American businesses, but like that is in tension with what Ted Leones sees for the neighborhood. But then again, there are some moments of commonality, like everyone wanting for Chinatown to be more safe, you know, and like investments in like police. I was, you know, hearing that from people who vision a better Chinatown. So there are some commonalities, but we'll see if it actually, you know, shakes out that way.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, like, I know it's a complex issue, but you were tweeting about this Chinatown native who owns property in the neighborhood who really wants to develop out short-term housing, but then Chinese immigrants in the neighborhood really opposed it. Like, what's happening there? Do you really see this balancing of different interests and people thinking they have an idea of what's going to be good for the area, but those ideas sort of being in conflict?
Yeah, so that person is actually Eddie Moy, the guy who gave me the tour of Chinatown. And right, like he grew up there, and what he wants to do is redevelop the properties that he owns into a hotel. And, you know, the few Chinese residents, I said there are several hundred that do live there now. A lot of them live in this affordable housing complex, the Wallock House, and they, you know, don't want a hotel. They want an Asian grocery store. I mean, right now they're having to go to Maryland, Virginia to buy their food because they want culturally appropriate groceries. They used to go to a Walmart around the area, but it's no longer there. And so, yeah, I mean, I think this is what I was like kind of getting at before is that like, you know, Chinatowns, they disappear not only because they're displaced, but because of development, right? And like Eddie Moy doesn't want to be in Chinatown anymore. He's kind of done with that phase of his life. He'd rather redevelop it and like see the city grow in that way. But I mean, that's not what, you know, the working class residents who live at the Wallock House like want and desire, right? They want something for them. They don't want to be priced out.
Yeah.
And those things are intention for sure.
We've already talked about this small Chinese immigrant community that is still in Chinatown. Why is it so important, not just for the city, but for these immigrants to have a bustling Chinatown?
It's important to have a bustling Chinatown because, I don't know, it's just like important for neighborhoods to thrive, and that's their neighborhood. And something that I was also hearing was the importance of like having Chinatown be like this cultural monument, right? Like to this ode to history of like, we were here. And I think that's like also imperative if we're going to like kind of preserve culture in the city, you know, despite changes, despite development. I think that behooves all of us, right? So yeah, I mean, I think we just want neighborhoods to succeed in the city because that benefits everyone, right? Like places to eat, places to feel safe. Like that's great for like tax revenue, right? Like we're kind of going through it right now with the mayor's budget because we don't have enough revenue coming in downtown. But also it's just important to preserve history.
So what's the future for this push for a real Chinatown? Like any dates that we should be keeping an eye out for or anything that we should know that's on the horizon?
Well, the mayor right now, right, proposed her budget. She's suggested some money to go towards downtown while other, you know, things are getting cut. Downtown is actually seeing some investments. And the Chinatown Task Force is expected to come out with its own plan in the fall, I was told. So we should expect, you know, some activation in that. And I'll say this, like, the mayor's team has met with like the people that I've interviewed. In fact, they met at Moon Rabbit, which is, you know, advocating for a real Chinatown. And so like it's optimistic that at least the city is meeting and hearing them. And, you know, and I asked the mayor what she thought of the idea and she liked it. I think it's just a matter of like who is, you know, advocating for this idea in those task force meetings, right? Like who is pushing for this? You kind of need a leader in this city planning. And that leader, frankly, as far as I can tell, hasn't emerged yet.
Amanda, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
That's all for today here on CityCast DC. If you enjoyed the show, why not share it with your friend who loves Chinatown? You can rate the show, leave us a review, and subscribe to our morning newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow morning with even more news from around the city. Talk to you then.